33.
Alice sat on a swing in the run-down playground, pushing herself slowly back and forth. It was getting dark. Younger children and their parents had gone, heading home for dinner, baths, and bed. One group of teenagers remained, pushing each other too fast on the small roundabout. Alice kept her head down, swinging quietly. No one took much notice of a child in a playground, and she looked old enough to walk home on her own. That was what Fran had always told her. Hide in plain sight. Hang out in a playground or park near a school. Near other families and parents. Somewhere that people expect to see children, among other children. If anyone asks where your mum is, point at someone in the distance or say they're just coming. Hang tight and wait for me to call. Wait for me to call. That was the other thing Fran had always told her. If something goes wrong, if I don't reply to your text, wait for me to call you. Don't call me, it's too risky. She had tried. She had waited and waited. The mobile on her lap remained dark and silent. And then she had broken the rule. She just needed to hear Fran's voice. But the voice she got was automated, telling her the number was unavailable. She pushed herself back and forth restlessly. The swing squeaked like an animal in pain. There was still time, she told herself. Still time. Even as a weak drizzle began to spit from the sky and her fingers numbed with cold. Still time. Just wait. Because she didn't want to think about the end of waiting. About what happened if she stopped. About what that meant. About the final thing Fran had told her. If I don't call, it means something bad has happened. I might be hurt or dead. So you don't call me. You call this number. And you do what we planned, yes? She remembered nodding, thinking that she was agreeing to something that would never happen. Despite what had happened before. Despite the very bad thing that they were never supposed to talk about. The very bad thing that Alice pretended she couldn't remember. But sometimes she did. Bits of it. She remembered the man, and the blood, and her mum. Her real mum. She had felt safe with Fran. She loved her, in a way. She had no one else. But now Fran was gone and Alice was the most frightened she had ever been. She stared down at the phone. Just a little longer, she told herself. Just a little longer.